My name is Pierre Walters, and I want to welcome you to the Build Your Difference podcast, an energizing and inspiring series about living your entrepreneurial life to the fullest. Welcome to the Build Your Difference podcast. Now, recently, Brittany and I received a very interesting question related to podcasting. And that question was, what does your podcast actually need in order to thrive? Wow. So we sat down, we discussed it, and I want you to listen in.
So we've covered establishing a schedule. We've covered talking about a story or a tape. Experience, basically content.
Yeah.
And then we talked a little bit about distribution, how you can use services like Anchor.fm to really distribute your podcast to a wider network, to your friends and family and your audience. But what about the sort of nitty gritty of getting in there and actually, you know, like working with professionals or making like the elements of a podcast, like, for example, the intro.
Yeah.
The outro. Okay. I know, like, it's easy to gloss over all that kind of stuff, but a good podcast does have a nice catchy intro, a nice catchy outro, maybe a stinger in the middle, maybe some sort of templated processes and files or snippets that are reused each time.
Yeah.
And so that can be a little bit of a challenge. There are
services. And making the little image that represents your podcast once you get it uploaded.
Graphic design.
Yeah.
Like just the cover art of the podcast itself. Because if you use Anchor.fm, when you upload your podcast to those services, you are going to have to include a cover art image. You're absolutely right. So those things, thinking about those things can be a little overwhelming because I just want to get in and record. I don't want to think about stuff. Okay.
Sure, yeah.
Are there services? Are there resources out there that can help to take some of that off my plate so that the systems are in place so I can just get in and do what I want to do to actually do the show?
Yeah.
Do you know of any systems that are in place to help with things like that?
Yeah, there's definitely so many ways to get help on this topic. I would say, I guess I'll go two directions, right? It's either you have a little bit of a budget to hire some folks to help with you, or you're in the place where you're doing it yourself and learning as you go and doing the best you can with what skills you have.
Right.
And so for the folks that have a little bit of a budget, really consider hiring someone to give you some help. Whether it's like a course you could download. There's so many like course websites. There's Skillshare out there. There's Messica's. There's so many places where you could go, even on YouTube. And YouTube might actually have some good tutorials for free. And you could look up something like how to plan a podcast, how to create a podcast, how to design all the pieces I need for my podcast. You can look up specific questions and get specific answers. And that's a good way to segue to someone maybe who doesn't quite have a budget to hire people to help them, but to pay for a graphic designer, to pay for an editor for your sound files or anything like that. I've said this before, Canva is a great tool to use.
Yeah, Canva.com.
Canva.com.
Where you can go and there's already like pre-built templates.
Yeah.
And you can just type in your theme or your topic and then just, here, use this template. And you just replace the text with your title and your picture and you're good to go.
Yep.
You're right. That's a great resource. But I do want to throw in a little something. When we say if you don't quite have a budget for your show. And I want to be, I understand where you're coming from and I want to be empathetic and compassionate.
Okay. Because no, this is great. I like where this is going.
Because not everybody has a big budget to spend on delegating and outsourcing and all that kind of stuff, virtual assistants and hiring, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
But I want to instill in our audience that in many ways, part of building your difference really is investing in yourself.
That is so true.
And if no one else is going to do it, you have to be the one to invest in yourself. And I almost don't take that as the idea that I don't have a budget and I can't do this as a real thing, because almost everything that's important to us, everything that we really want to do, we're willing to find the resources for. Willing to say, there's a trip I want to take.
Yeah.
I'm going to do what I need to do to get that money to take that trip. That's true. There's a computer that I want to buy. There's a new cell phone I want to purchase and come out every 2 years, every year.
Yeah. There's a podcast I want to launch.
There's a podcast I want to launch. Exactly. There's a podcast I want to launch. I think you should have a budget. I don't know that not having a budget is really the right mentality, honestly. Mm-hmm. I said, I'm compassionate and empathetic to those of us our resources are stretched. This is a pandemic. Money is difficult for everyone and everything.
Yeah.
But if this is a priority, if this is something that you really want to do, then decide a reasonable budget, even if it's $20, even if it's $100.
Yeah.
Okay. Decide a reasonable budget so that you have some resource pool to then invest in yourself.
Yeah.
Maybe you don't need to spend hundreds of dollars in having a producer and a writer and all these hosts and editors and all that. Maybe you just spend $15, $20 on a service, one of those Skillshare services or services where you can just have someone just quickly make a nice cover art so that at least it feels like something that's true to your representation, something that represents what you're trying to convey.
Yeah, okay? Yeah. And you know, Pierre, to piggyback off what you're saying, you're absolutely right, because nothing ever really is 100% free. If you were to try and get into an endeavor like this or anything that you want to start, and you feel like, oh, I don't have a budget, the words that are coming out of your mouth or the thoughts you're there having, that it's going to come out in some way, either in the amount of time and energy you're going to have to put into designing something when you know you're not a designer, or the amount of time and energy it's going to take to learn how to do some other aspect of the show that you really want to put on, that you have a vision for, that's just not your wheelhouse. So it's a balance. You have to decide, you know, how do I work this out? There's going to be some kind of budget, and it's either going to be worked out with dollars or with time and energy and effort.
Right. And look, where there's a will, there is a way. And if you have it within you to make a podcast, just do it. Just start. Look, I want to say thank you. Thank you for watching Skills to Pay the Bills in today's segment of Build Your Difference. Brittany and I, we're excited about the surge in entrepreneurship that's happening across the country and right here in our local community. And if you're just beginning, remember, creating your own podcast can be as simple as this. Establish your schedule, share a story or an experience with a takeaway, and distribute on anchor.fm. As always, don't forget the words of our favorite author, Octavia Butler. It's amazing what we can do if we simply refuse to give.
You've been listening to another episode of the Build Your Difference podcast. I hope you've enjoyed today's episode. And if you have any comments or questions that you'd like us to cover, please let us know by chatting with our guidance team at mybranddesk.com. Just visit mybranddesk.com and click the Speak to a Guide button at the bottom corner of the screen. Just let us know your question or comment, and we'll take it from there. Stay tuned next week for more on today's topic or something new to help you live your entrepreneurial life to the fullest.